Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. It's 4:59, and it's about that time that we get into the Lotus Land show. Al had to take off a little early. He's feeling icky. So, Al, I hope you can make it through the evening okay. And wish him well, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Lotus Land show here on WRIR. Let's go ahead and get into that.
Lotus land.
What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, it is time for the Lotus Land Show here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. I'm your host, Michael Miracle, and we're doing a bit of an interesting little... first of all, Happy New Year. How about that? Let's go ahead and get into it. Happy New Year. Happy 2013. And what we're going to be doing today on the show, it's a bit of a best of 2012, sort of. I have to be honest, I'm not much about making lists and things like that. And a lot of times I don't remember when I hear what when. So stuff I think came out in 2012 probably came out in 1968. So point is that we're going to be hearing some things that made an impact on me and stuff that really sort of stood out. And stuff I came across in the thrift stores also that was new to me. And also stuff that I found at my local record stores that I thought was pretty spectacular. So I'll be sharing some of that stuff with you. As I said, some of this stuff spans the decades. But I do have a list of stuff that came out and or tunes that came out in 2012. It's not so much a list as in they're in no particular order. They're in order of how I thought they would flow well. So, but this is stuff that I heard and I was like, man, that's good. And then we'll top it off with a you know my big pick of the year kind of thing. I did there was one record in particular that I was especially taken by, so I'll be highlighting that a little later on. So let's go ahead and get into the best of 2012 sort of. I don't know what to call the show. I'm always bad at show times, but anyway, there we go. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Lotus Land Show 2013. We're going to start the show off with a tune by Bob Mould. Yeah, that's right. Bob Mould is back. And let me undo this here real quick. Well, let's go ahead and get into a track called The Descent. It released a pretty impressive record this past year. Big, bombastic record. And so let's hear something from that. By the way, my bed music right now is something I've just picked up a couple weeks ago at the at my local Goodwill. Yeah, man, it just shut down, too. It was one of my record spots. It was one of those out-of-the-way Goodwills that wasn't always picked over, you know? And so anyway, they closed the doors on December 27th. Records were 50 cents. Picked this one up for 50 cents. This is the Ping Pong Sounds. The Ping Pong Sounds of Guitars and Percussion. And it's the Eddie Wayne End Group. And we're hearing The Village at 4 a.m. Let's ride on the rest of this, and then we'll get into some Bob Mould. How's it sound? Thanks for tuning in to the Lotus Night Show on WRIR. You're tuned into WRIR LP 97.3 FM. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Oh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Lotus Land Show here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM and also on the web at WRIR.org. Welcome, everybody, to the first Lotus Land Show of 2013. Happy New Year. It is 5:21 right now. Let me let you know what you've been listening to here. We're doing a bit of a best of things that I thought were stuff I heard that I was like, man, I got to hear that again and again. And so we started the set out with, we ended the set with Snowy Owls from their latest release. Their EP was just released this past, early December. No, mid-late November. Anywho, the name of the EP is called Within Your Reach. And that, to me, is the highlight track on the whole EP. The whole EP is really good, but that track called Falling, I love that Cure-esque bass line in there. It's such a good track. And anyway, so that was the Snowy Owls, highlight of 2012 for me, Falling from Within Your Reach EP. And before that, we heard from Deep Time from their self-titled record. We heard Homebody and Holy Mother. I'd have to say, not only was that one of the best records I heard this year, that Deep Time CD, the whole thing is just really interesting and quirky. And I hadn't really, it's not often you hear something like, well, it's something brand new. Well, that's one of those CDs that you hear that and you're like, man, this is just so... so offbeat and different from what's happening. It was refreshing. So and I tell you, they put on a great show. Got a chance to see them and actually share a stage with them at Strange Matter. So really nice folks. Put on a really fantastic show, two-piece. And so that was goes down as probably one of the better shows of 2012 for me. And for that, we heard from Manor Astro Man. I had to play that. That was from their Astro Analog Series number 1. It was the first thing that they've done. They've released in 10 years. I believe it came out in October of 2012. We heard DEF CON 5. And happy to see Manor Astro Man releasing some new tunes and sharing their music with us once again and touring. And so I understand they're going to be releasing some more stuff throughout 2013. There's a third in the series of the Astro Analog series. We heard Astro Analog series number 1, track from that DEF CON 5. We're going to be hearing something, hopefully, a little later on in the program from Astro Analog series number 2. Released just a couple months after that first release. So, Manor Astro Man with DEF CON 5. Before that, we started out with Bob Mould. He's got a new one out called Silver Age. Came out a little while ago, a few months back. And we heard The Descent. Great album all the way through, from beginning to end. It's just a rocka. It's a rocka. Got to have some rockin', some rockage, as Mr. Ginder would say. So, all right. Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea. Family-owned and operated, Rostov's roast coffee on-premises daily and offers coffee, tea, accoutrements, and cups to go. Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, on Facebook, Twitter, and the web at rostovs.com. Thank you, Rostov's. Much appreciated. And thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for a really wonderful 2012. We hit some records here at WIR. We accomplished some things that we wanted to accomplish, and we couldn't have done it without you. So thanks very much for your support all the way throughout 2012 and hopefully through 2013. We'll hear from you again. How about that? All right, it's 5:24. Let's get back to the music here. I'm really excited about this next couple of songs. I'm going to play two tracks from this band. It's a band called Driving and Crying. I was really, really lucky to have these guys on the program. They were here in town, and they played a show at the Canal Club. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. That was hands down probably the best show I saw in 2012. And, man, they know how to do it. And they've been doing it for a while, and you can tell they know how to entertain and get a crowd going. And something from Driving and Crying. They're ambitious. They wanted to release 3 CDs, 3 EPs in 12 months. And I believe they're pretty close. They've released 2 of them. One is called Songs from the Laundromat. And the other one is Songs About Cars, Space, and the Ramones. We're going to hear something from Songs... about Cars, Space, and the Ramones. We're going to hear something from that. As I said, they did come on the program, and Kevin Kinney and the guys. And I hung out and played some tunes, and we chatted up for a little while, and it was just really nice hanging out with them. Really super guys. And hopefully we'll try to get back here on the Lotus Land Show, if not here at some point on WRIR again. Maybe this year. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? So let's hear a track from the Songs About Cars, Space, and the Ramones. We're going to hear Space Eyes here on the Lotus Land Show. Best of 2012.
This is Ed Schrader. Check out WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Do the maneuver, right? 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 Do the maneuver,
You're tuned in to WRIR, LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Lanford Wilson, acclaimed playwright, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Born in Lebanon, Missouri in 1937, Lanford Wilson's career as a playwright was grounded in New York City's Greenwich Village during the 1960s. There, he was one of the founders of Off-Off-Broadway Theater. His one-act plays were staged at the first Off-Off-Broadway Theater, Café Chino. Their first big hit was The Madness of Lady Bright. Wilson helped found the Circle Repertory Company, which in 1973 presented his play, The Hot L Baltimore. It earned a New York Drama Critics Circle Award, the Outer Critics Circle Award, and the Obie Award. With several Broadway successes, Wilson's show, Tally's Folly, won him the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1980. Living his life as an openly gay man, Wilson served as a role model before and after the Stonewall Rebellion. This Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Tom Nichols, in Philadelphia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Lotus Land Show here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. And also on the web at WRIR.org. Thanks very much for tuning in, and it's 6 o'clock on the dot, according to the atomic clock. Must trust the atomic clock. Perhaps. Anyway, we ended the last set. This is a sort of a best of 2012. We ended the last set with Young Man doing 21 from his record, Volume 1. Interesting record. Highlight track for me on that one was that one, 21. That's why I played it. And I got a chance to see him in D.C. Shared a stage with him as well. So, yeah, put on a great show. And before that, we heard from Helen O'Connell. And we heard Annapola from the record Green Eyes. Came out in 1959, and that's one of those new to me best ofs 2012. So in other words, I'm not only doing stuff that came out in 2012, but I'm also doing things that I found at my local record stores and Goodwills and thrift stores and whatnots. So yeah, new to me. Nice thrift pick. Beautiful record cover, and that's why I picked it up. It's all in green. Yeah. All right. So thrift pick. best of. There you go. And before that, we heard from Ed Schrader's Music Beat. We heard Sermon from Jazz Mind. And what a powerful show. I got a chance to see him a couple times in 2012, once with Future Islands and then once at Strange Matter. And puts on a great show, something like something you've never seen before. And he does quite an interesting thing. It's just him and a guy that plays bass and powerful, I say. Before Ed Schrader's Music Beat with Sermon, we heard Totals with Special A. That's from their 10-inch EP. And another great band live. Got a chance to see them in 2012. And Moot Wawa prior to that with Highway Fallujah from their 2012 release, La Meschutz Pazuzu. There we go. I'll go with that. And then again, another one from Ed Schrader's Music Beat from that Jazz Mind record. Great record. We heard Do the Maneuver. And then we heard two in a row from Driving and Crying. One from Songs from the Laundromat. We heard R.E.M. And then one from Songs About Cars, Space and the Ramones. We heard Space Eyes. Two in a row from Driving and Crying. I had a chance to have them, those guys on the program. Pretty excited about that. So there you go. So WRIR is supported by Bandito's Burrito Lounge. 2905 Patterson Avenue, featuring live local music every Sunday night. And this Sunday night, we'll see the likes of the Blue Rajahs and also the Green Hearts. A lot of color going on this Sunday night. Shows are always free. Bandito's on Patterson at Colonial, just off the boulevard in the Museum District, on Facebook and the web at banditosburritolounge.com. Thank you, Bandito's. Much appreciated. Thank you very much for tuning into the Lotus Land Show. I want to thank you for that. Coming back week after week. And if you're new to the program, welcome. So up next, we have the Brown Coat Pick of the Week. This week's Brown Coat Pick of the Week is from a longtime favorite band of mine. The band is Murder by Death, and this also came out in 2012. This is from Bitter Drink, Bitter Moon. This is Lost River. This is the Brown Coat Pick of the Week. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Let's give it a spin. What'd you say?
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I want to mention in the background, another one of those thrift picks that I got. And actually, I think I got this in my local record store. I picked this up. It's Les Baxter's Wild Guitars, and I'm a sucker for Les Baxter's Wild Guitars. And there's a little cheesecake on the cover. It always helps. I'll pick it up. So, yeah, that's what's going on. Let's ride on a little bit of this, and then we'll get into the Brown Coat Pick of the Week. Thanks very much for tuning in.
The waters will always run through that lost river.
And they run. issue out of this. It might not sound like anything that needs to be discussed all that much, whether or not unbelievers have faith. But the thing, the point I'm trying to make here is that every man has faith, and that faith is able to function according to how much fear he allows to come into his life. How many of you know that fear is the devil's kind of faith? You do know that he has an antidote for every good thing that God wants to give us, right? Isn't that correct? So fear is the satanic counterpart that comes against faith. You put that faith in God, that God can change you and God can do it. But Satan always comes with these fears, these nagging fears, and these lying spirits, and all these reasons why it won't work out. I honestly believe that there are probably people in the world that are unbelievers that operate in less fear than people that claim to be believers. And that's why many times unbelievers will get more accomplished than believers.
Помнишь ту полянку, красно солнышко, цветы, а на полянке с позаранку там гуляли я да ты. Василёчки, Василёчки, голубые василики, ах, вы милые цветочки, ах, вы цветики мои. Та полянка отливала бархатистой синевой, васильки я там сбирала, и ты, милый, был со мной. Василёчки, Василёчки, голубые васильки, ах, вы милые цветочки, ах, вы цветики мои. Нагибались мы, смеялись, и блестел лукаво взор, а потом, как целовались, не забыла до сих пор. Василёчки, Василёчки, голубые васильки, ах, вы милые цветочки, ах, вы цветики мои. А теперь расстались, улетели дни мои, и на память лишь остались мне сухие васильки. Василёчки, Василёчки, голубые васильки, ах, вы милые цветочки, ах, вы цветики мои.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. This is the Lotus Land Show, Odd Set Station. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. Hope you're having a good time so far. It's a best of sort of 2012, and it's 6:32. Did I say that already? Well, there it is again. We just heard Marussia with the Cornflowers from Russian Gypsy Songs. And that's one of those thrift picks of little gems that I found in the thrift stores. Best of 2012 thrift picks. There you go. How's that? Making up the rules as I go. Before that, we heard from Eras with Horizon from the self-titled record Eras. Now, a little something about that record. It was originally released in 2011, and then they pulled it back, and they released it again on the Felt label in 2012. And I believe that that record actually made my 2011 best of list. And I figured, well, they re-released it in 2012. It's fair. So it's still a great record all the way through. They reorganized the tracks. Basically, it's just about the same. They move some of the tracks around. So different order. So Eras with Horizons. And I'd like to thank Mr. Atavis for turning me on to them, by the way. And before that, we heard from Yellow. And it's another one of those record store thrift pick finds. And we heard from the album One Second, we heard Le Secret Ferida. Okay. And then Manor Lady prior to that from Charlottesville. Manor Lady with Lines in the Corner of Your Face from their 2012 release, Ego Oppressor. And an interesting thing about that release, that it came with, there was a limited number of them, came with a DVD that you could sync up and listen to the record and the DVD at the same time, and it would do these wonderful visual things. And so there you go. And those guys are actually going to be relocating out to San Diego, I believe, here pretty soon. And sad to see them go. Nice folks. Great band out of Charlottesville. Manor Lady with Lines in the Corner of Your Face. And before that, we heard from Kelly Hogan. We heard from the record, I Like to Keep Myself in Pain. We heard Ways of the World. And I have to be honest about that record. It's a good record, you know, and I really wanted to like it more than I did. It's still good. I'm a huge Kelly Hogan fan, as you probably know by now. If you've ever listened to the Lotus Land Show before, you would know that. And I was a highly anticipated record. It was her first record in many years. And, you know, she booked some studio time out in the West Coast with Booker T and the dudes, I can't remember their name. And, you know, great. And it's, what I like about the record is the fact that there's a good variety of tunes on there. You have that track, which is fantastic. Got a chance to see her perform that live, Ways of the World, here at the National when she opened for Nico Case. And, man, she really knocked it out of the park, as they say. And, yeah, the whole audience just felt it with her. And a song written by Vic Chestnut, one of her late friends. And, so, yeah, worth checking out that record, I Like to Keep Myself in Pain. We're going to hear something else from that here in just a minute, a song written by M. Ward for her. So, again, Kelly Hogan with Ways of the World from I Like to Keep Myself in Pain, 2012 release, highly anticipated. There it is. Murder by Death starting that set out. That was the Brown Coat pick of the week. Murder by Death doing Lost River from their record Bitter Dark, Bitter Moon. And that's the Brown Coat pick of the week, as I just said. So, thanks very much. Oh, I want to remind you, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Activate with Mike Rutz. He's back in the building and made it back from the Shenandoah Valley, nice and safe and sound. So that's coming up at 7 o'clock, Activate with Mike Rutz. This is your weekly calendar for your ears. So if you want to know what's going on as far as the music scene goes and stuff to do, that's the show to check out and support local live music. Okay? And then 9 o'clock, we see Mercury Falls with Melissa. She'll be in doing her magic and spinning her tunes. All at the same time. She's a great multitasker. Magic and tunes go well together. And at 11 o'clock, we see the Commonwealth of Notions with the Everglories. Always fabulous. Quite spectacular. And fantastic. Did I say that already? Yeah. Shannon Clary coming up at 11 o'clock with Commonwealth of Notions. All right. So an entire evening of wonderful music ahead of us. We're going to write out a little bit of this Marussia, and then we're going to get into some more tunes here in just a second.
What do we have next?
Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and tell you what we have next. Up next, we have a track by a band called To the Wedding. And this was a single they released just a couple months ago. It's not part of a record yet, but it's a single. There's a band out of Boston, actually. To the Wedding is from Boston. And this is a track called Till the End. They just released it out on Bandcamp. And, you know, just like, hey, this is what we're doing. And I'm a fan of this band. I really like what they do. And they're a promising act that I think are going to be doing some wonderful things in 2013. So this was released just a couple months ago. Till the End, this is To the Wedding here on the Lotus Line Show. Thanks very much for tuning in to the best of sort of to 2012.
welcome to our humble home. We can't invite you in, 'cause someone's gone and made a wreck of everything again. Like this coffee table footrest wave, the whiskey glass sleeves rings, and I guess we just can't have nice things. The phone must not be working, 'cause you haven't called me yet. The chair that I wake up in has been burned by cigarettes. I tell myself it's only smoke that suffocates and clings. And I guess we just can't have nice things. No, I guess we just can't have nice things. Around the wedding presents, we're returning to the store. The lamp inside the window isn't burning anymore. The mirror only shows me someone else's face, it seems. And I guess we just can't have nice things. No, I guess we just can't have nice things. Teardrop on each pillow here, a hole in every wall. Still, I'd rather have these things than have nothing. Keep the bedroom door shut just to hide our broken dreams. It's where we try to rise up on our torn and tattered wings. The vows have lost their meaning and memory only stings. And I guess we just can't have nice things. No, I guess we just can't have nice things. No, I guess we just can't have nice things.
and take another look around you. If I didn't have any sense, that's where we're all done. Keep your eyes peeled, they're gonna do it again. If I didn't have any sense, that's where we're all done.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Lotus Land Show here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM and on the web at WRIR.org. Thanks very much for tuning in. We're here in Richmond, Virginia, by the way. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. And we just heard from a band, a Richmond band called Lorem Ipsum. And the name of the track is A Food Warmed Over. And that was from an EP they released about midway through the year last year. And great band. You know, I look forward to see if they're gonna put out a full length sometime in 2013. And great live band, so pretty excited about that EP. That was Lorem Ipsum with Food Warmed Over. Before that, we heard the second in the Astro Analog series. Number two, we heard, by the way, that's out on Chunklet Records. We heard Manor Astroman with Communication Breakdown, part two. And before that, we heard from White Laces with Impossible Windows from their great record, Moves. And I'm going to go ahead and proclaim it. That is my favorite record of 2012, is the White Laces record, Moves. I was very excited about that. It's a bit of a dark record, but I love it. And I hope they don't mind me saying that about it. But that's what's going on behind me right now. I figured why not just go out with it a little bit. Nice. And I love the record, too. And that looks like a nice, looks like a lifesaver. It's beautiful. So that's my record of the year. I know. It's hard for me to say that because there's so many good records out there, but that's the one I kept going back to. That was White Laces with Impossible Windows from Moves. Before that, we heard from Kelly Hogan again from her record, I Like to Keep Myself in Pain. Highly anticipated record for 2012. And we heard We Can't Have Nice Things. That's the name of that track. And then we heard a single from To the Wedding, Boston band. The name of the track was Till the End. And there you go. You're up to the minute here on The Lotus Land Show. And we're doing the best of sort of 2012 and welcome to 2013 show. How about that? A lot of things I didn't get a chance to get to. I didn't get a chance to get to a lot of my thrift picks, my 2012 best of thrift picks. So we'll be hearing a lot of that stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I'll just kind of sprinkle it in here and there. But I want to end the show first by saying thank you very much for a wonderful 2012. And happy new year. And take care of yourself. Take care of each other. But next we have Activate with Mike Rutz. He's behind me here. He's back, man. Yeah. Survived the sleet, snow, and all the kinds of nature's mysteries. And, right? Nature's mysteries? Yeah. He'll be up at 7 o'clock. Let's write on a little bit more of this. And then I want to end the show with a song by Tom T. Hall. It's called I Like Beer. And I'm just going to say it. I do, too. So, all right. Thanks. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. I'll see you next week. Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth. I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my... While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine.
Oh.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, beer.